This is TWiT.
It was really great to see lots of very innovative technologies and products from lots of different countries. We saw, you know, country booths with, you know, really good, solid technology demos from Tunisia, from Turkey, from Israel, France, the UK, Ireland. It just goes on and on. All these little country pavilions were more impressive than I've seen in previous years. One of the most impressive countries, I think, at this show was Korea. And we hopefully put together a nice little tape, a few interviews with a few Korean companies, some of them very small startups, that are doing some really innovative and fun things. So let's take a look at that.
Congress, we're looking at a lot of wearable devices and a lot of smartwatches, but here's a really interesting one in the Korea Pavilion. Do it. And this is really interesting because it looks to me like it's modular, but can you explain this this watch?
This is our product. It's very small, light, and our first intention is like this, change the for the necklace or another accessories because very small, and it can't calculate calories, steps, and patterns of sleeves. And when you receive the calls and message, it will be a vibrate and shine. And also you can touch this button, you can receive the calls, can change the mobile to a speakerphone. And the during of the battery is 4 or 5 days, but you need just 45 minutes for charging it.
And will this work with all phones or just Samsung phones, just Android phones?
Just a moment, we have just with Android, but in April we will have also to Apple.
Here at Mobile World Congress, one of the big themes is virtual reality. There's a lot of virtual reality stuff going on, some of it very cool, and this is one of the coolest virtual reality things we've seen so far. Can you tell us what's going on there with the Oculus Rift and the, it looks like a machine gun of some kind?
Actually, Oculus Gun is not our product. We've invented the controller, the gun, because at the moment we have used a mouse, keyboard, or joystick to play a shooting game. But with this gun, you can feel like as if you're a soldier while playing it.
I see. And is this a fairly unique product?
Yeah, as far as I remember, it's the world's first product because it's our patent. Because you can, there's a sensor inside of your gun that can recognize your movement.
So essentially what you're doing is inside the virtual reality space, the gun itself has a positioning sensor,
yeah,
so that it plays with the game. It knows where the targets are. It
yeah.
knows where the user is and all that kind of stuff. Are you working on any other products that are similar that will help people in virtual reality gaming?
There's another product which you can use as a mouse that recognizes your gesture.
What is the name of the actual product? When will it be available and how much will it cost?
In terms of a game controller, it's called Railgun. We haven't launched yet in any market, but we are going to launch it for the first time in South Korean market in April.
What is this, this skateboard thing here? Can you tell us about that?
It's a skateboard that is connected by Bluetooth with a glove, and it is a battery with a motor, and you can control the skateboard with your hand.
So it's hand gestures that controls the skateboard to stop and go and faster
yes.
and slower.
It depends on the position of your hand. You can control the skateboard that can go forward, backward, and stop. And it's autonomy of 30 kilometers. The weight is 5 kilos and it's 65 centimeters of long.
And this is in the Korea Pavilion. Can you talk about the company that makes this?
The company is a Carnival Cruiser Board, but we are all together with Creative Devices Lab, that is the government of Korea, it's the partner.
So the government of Korea has Creative Device Lab,
yes.
which brings together smaller companies for things like this to
yes,
develop
for help, or develop all the new generation things. Yes.
When might this be available?
Available in 3 months, maybe more or less 3 months. Yes, maybe it could be in the market. Yes.
And where will it be sold? Korea, globally, or
in Korea is it could be made in Korea. This one, and after we with the clients, you know, we can contact with all of people. Yes.
Thanks for talking to us.
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
The company name is Union Community, and this is our new product called Nurugo. This is a fingerprint authentication device.
And it does a really interesting trick. Can you tell us about how this works?
Sure. Basically, we are using the camera here to take a photo of your fingerprint. So if you see here, if I try to take a photo directly, it's not possible. So we made this optic module, so you can stick, put it onto it, and then you punch your finger.
So it turns a phone that does not support fingerprint authentication and makes it a fingerprint reader, essentially, just like one of the ones that's built in. But if you already have a phone that doesn't have a fingerprint reader, now you can.
Correct, yes. And basically, we support now Android version, any phones with Android version. You can just buy this as an accessory and you can attach to it, and you have now fingerprint on your phones.
Is that attached magnetically?
Magnetically, yes. So you can simply, if you don't want to use it, you take it out. If you want to just put it on too. And good thing about technology optic is that even your fingers are very wet.
So it doesn't care if it's wet because it's using light.
Correct. Optics. You see very clean images that you'll see. And we can capture the inno, and you can do the verification as match success.
Now, do you have software to go with it?
Yeah, sure. We have a software. We also provide API as well. So any developer would like to use our fingerprint module, they can develop by themselves as well.
When was this product announced?
It's the first time that we launched in Spain here. However, our company, we're doing the fingerprint business more than 15 years. We are now focusing on our access control, or time and attendance, fingerprint, biometric, even the face as well. This is our base. So we use that technology to implement it in this smartphone business.
And where will people be able to buy this, and how much will it cost?
We are actually, at the moment, we're looking for B2B business. So we're looking for distributor. And price will be for distributor about $10. Yeah.
Wow, that's a good price. All right, well, thank you so much for talking with us today.
All right, thank you.
Now, that last product we saw is a perfect example of the kind of innovation that we're seeing a lot at Mobile World Congress from Korea and other countries as well. And what I mean by that is it takes a long time to actually develop a product that's going to be integrated into a smartphone and then be sold to the smartphone company. And then the smartphone company has to develop its phones based on that design. And it takes a long, long time. And so you see a lot of impatience, as you saw with that product, where they're not even going to wait for a product is going to be integrated in the phone. They're going to solve the problem of fingerprint authentication with existing phones by using the camera. It's really kind of a crazy idea, and it seemed to work very well. Now, another little tidbit from that segment is you notice that the fingerprint readers had the branding on it, Touch ID, which, of course, is the branding for Apple's fingerprint authentication technology, so they might want to change that.
Yeah, they might get in a little bit of trouble.